Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Coming up on Friday, it's winter go home time. Can't wait. Second round of the 3A State Championship Tournament, which actually got underway last night. Emory had no idea who they would be playing in the second round. Well, they knew it would be the possibility of one of two teams. North St. Pete tops Ben Lomond last night 68-37, and so we get a rematch. Emory picked up a win already this year in Mount Pleasant. We'd have to go all the way back to December 14th for that game. We'll talk about the matchup against North St. Pete. We'll talk about the region championship and the long break that Emory has had off in between games. Joining us right now over the phone, we have Coach Dave Justice. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. Now, here we go. It doesn't really matter what's happened in the past, although winning a region championship, obviously a great way to end the season. That's the perfect place to start, Coach. You guys wrapped up the season a week ago today, did not have that Friday game. And so you've had a couple of days, right, to enjoy the region crown, but I'm sure this week it's just been business.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and so kind of what I told the kids, you know, after the game. I was like, this is awesome. It's a great feeling, but, you know, don't let this be like the finale. You know, this is a good experience, and this is what we were working for, you know, to put ourselves in position to do that. But we didn't want to have that be finale. It's like we wanted to still go and stay. And so, you know, we're fortunate enough to get the number 3 seed, and, you know, it kind of placed us into the bracket. But now, really, seeding, RPI, none of that stuff matters. It's winter go home time, just like you said. And so I think the kids, you know, once you come back on Monday after a couple of days and break, I think they're focused on that. You know, they're just focused on, you know, playing their best game, doing well. And, you know, we obviously going to have a big test on Friday night. So,
yeah, I think in most cases, Coach, I would look at the long break and say this could be a detriment to a team. But as you and I have talked about all year long, you have a team here that doesn't get too high. They don't get too low. The maturity and the mindset has really impressed me all season long with these boys. The emotion is always pretty even keel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we love about, you know, I love about this group of kids is that they do a good job of getting after it in practice. And so, you know, we have the 10 upperclassmen, and a lot of those sophomores do a great job in practice as well. You know, like, you know, they get after it. We kind of get after it in drills, get after it in live. You know, 5-on-5-on-5, up and down, whatever. And so, we try to simulate game and be competitive as practice as we can. And so, that's been a lot about this week is just, you know, trying to stay competitive. And another nice thing about the long break is obviously, you know, with Creek Sharp not being able to play on Wednesday against Carbon, you know, give him a little bit more time to heal up his ankle, and, you know, hopefully he'll be good to go on Friday. And so, you know, there are pros and there are cons, but we're just trying to, you know, stay engaged in practice, have our best week of practice, and then put our best foot forward on Friday.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Dave Justice of the Emory High School basketball team. Coach, with that being said, it is North St. Pete, a team that we are familiar with. As I mentioned, I have to go all the way back to December 14th. 65-57 was the final score in that game. I remember it very well. It was the best game up to that point in time that I think Brett had ever played in his career. And Easton Nielsen also hit a couple of big shots. Had to play from behind in that game because of a lull in the third quarter where North St. Pete went on an 18-7 run. Seemed like that was the first game of the season where the boys really had to grit one out, play from behind, and they came out on top on the road in a game that was kind of hanging in the balance.
Absolutely. You know, it was a really kind of a back-and-forth first half. And, you know, North St. Pete is really tough. They're really well-coached, hard-nosed, kind of gritty team. And, you know, they shot it really well. And so, you know, we had played them kind of, I would think we were up 5-6-7 at halftime. And then, you know, they made on that massive run. And then fourth quarter kind of back and forth, and then, you know, we were able to kind of hit some shots. I remember we kind of keeping close, and then Easton Nielsen hit a big shot from the corner. We go down, we get a stop, and then Talon almost back-to-back threes there, and so we were able to pull that one out. And, you know, Brett obviously doing a great job finishing a couple free throws and rebounds and a putback late, and so it was a great win for our program, you know, to go over there and to win that, because we had not been able to beat North St. Pete in a few years, and even lost on the buzzer the year before, you know, up in the Spartan Center. So, you know, this is a great team. They're I mean, watching the play last night, you know, they looked really good, obviously. And so, you know, we're going to have to, you know, put our best foot forward and play really well. But, I, you know, like, I think the kids are have a good mindset about it, just like you said, and I think they're ready to roll. So,
yeah, Coach, how has this team improved since that matchup going back to early December? Because, I, you know, when I go back and I watch that game and I think back to some of the crucial moments, I think that the steps that this Emory team has taken, I mean, it's drastically different than the way they looked back in December.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think you just, you know, you grow throughout the year. You know, I think we were still trying to, I don't want to say figure it out, but I think we were kind of trying to, I think we were, you know, we're doing a lot of the same things, you know, obviously running a lot of the same offenses, defense and stuff, but I think we're still I think the boys and we're still in the things like, well, how good can we be kind of thing. And so I think they were kind of figuring that out. Like, oh, you know, this is a tough game, tough team, and, you know, relying on each other. So I think the biggest difference that we see between this year and this year, that I think they've just, as the year has gone on, and this is such a credit to the boys, is they've just kept coming together as like a team. You know, they've been able to trust each other more and, you know, make the extra pass, knowing that the ball is going to come back to them. And, or, you know, just, oh, maybe my shot's not falling tonight, I'm going to rebound. And so they just kind of, I think, and credit to them, they've done a great job. All the seniors and even the juniors and everybody, they just came together as a team and they just started trusting each other more. And so I think that's probably, and believing that they can do it together. So I'd say that's kind of the biggest difference that we've had that season. Not that they weren't a team before, but it's just a little more experience with it, each other, a little more belief in each other, you know, with the team. And so, yeah, I think they just come together really well as a team this year. So
I think one of the other things that has changed, Coach, is every time this team takes the court now, they're getting the opposition's best shot. I think the RPI, you know, we pay attention to it in the media. I don't know how close you really pay attention to it as a coach, but you can't deny that the players pay attention to it. And when you're number three, number two, you're hovering around that top four, top five all season long, kids are aware of that. And I feel like this Emory team has gotten the best shot from a lot of squads because of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, that was one of the games, and I think that was kind of, you know, when that very first came out, I think we were ranked three, so we've kind of been around three the entire year. I think we dropped to four maybe a little bit, but it's kind of been pretty steady at three since it came out, and I think that was kind of a validation a little bit for them. Just like, oh, you know what, you know, we are a good team. You know, so even if you don't really want to talk about it as a coach or put too much emphasis on it, and so then I think they wanted to kind of like, oh, hey, live up to that RPI and that ranking, because, you know, we've gotten everybody's great games, and, you know, we've been very fortunate and played well down stretches to win a lot of close competitive games. And I think that just comes from the boys' maturity, their boys, you know, trying to just, they talk about their mindset and their kind of their even keeledness, not getting too high, not getting too low, and just playing for the next play. So, you know, credit to the boys, and you know, they've done a great job to enter at three, you know, really, and then just to kind of stay steady at three pretty much the whole year. So
again, Coach Dave Justice of the Emory Spartans, our guest right now. Coach, just looking at the way the team has improved, and again, I'm going to go back to that game against North St. Pete. You and I talked at the beginning of the year, middle of the year, about the lulls in the offense, where sometimes you go 2, 3, 4 minutes without a bucket, and that really puts you behind the eight ball against a really good team. That's one of the things that we really haven't seen over the last month. There's been times, there's been occasions of it, but definitely not as frequently as we were seeing last year and even at the beginning of this season.
No, I agree. I think a lot of it is just that we don't get as much one-on-one stuff. You know, they're really sharing the ball together. You know, I mean, our assist numbers come up, and that's a thing that we try to emphasize a ton. You know, we even track it on the bench. It's like, how many assists do we have? How many turnovers do we have? You know, because you can go through that lulls, especially, you know, if you're relying on one guy, you know, and he misses some shots, and you're like, oh, you know, so if he misses some shots, then your offense is kind of dead for a minute. But we haven't had that. We've had other guys step up. So, you know, if Wade's not making, maybe Luke's get going. If Luke is not going, Wade's picking it up. If both of them, we've had some seniors that have had great nights, like Brett, you know, even Easton in that Carbon game had some big buckets, or Talon stepping up, or even some of our bench guys like Zach Creek or Justin, you know. And so I think it comes from a stem from just being a little bit more balanced in our scoring. And so it's kind of hard to, you know, if some guy's not feeling it, another guy is picking it up. And so I think that's been an improvement for this year. So,
If we talk about North Sam Pete, Coach, and the matchup that we have on Friday night, in your opinion, what do you have to take away from this team? I mean, they got off to such a hot start against Ben Lomond. They're up 19-4 at the end of the first quarter. They scored the ball effectively. Defensively, they really got after it. When you look at that game and you look at the way that they have ascended over the second half of the season, even though they're 2-6 in region play, they play in a very difficult region. I think that that record can be deceiving. What stands out to you, and what do you have to take advantage of?
I think the biggest thing that we have to, you know, take away is, you know, some of their three-point shooting. The Allen kid, the Strick McKeegan kid, the Huntington kid, they do all a great job of shooting. And then, you know, some of the guys off the bench, you know, their pull-up. So we can't let them come and blister us in here in the Spartan Center, you know, hit 8, 9, 10 threes, because then if that happens, you know, we're going to be in a dogfight, and you never know what happens in those things. And so we got to take away the three-point, make every shot that they have as difficult as possible. So if they're hitting threes or they're hitting jump shots, they're contested. And then we're rebounding the heck out of the ball, because they do also a great job of rebounding. So, you know, trying to – and then obviously we don't want to foul and put them on the free throw line. So just trying to make things difficult on them that way. And then hopefully we can – because that's when we can get into our offense. When we're getting stops, we're getting rebounds, you know, when we can get that ball pushed in transition – that's when we get rolling downhill. We got so many guys that do a really great job of that. Talon, Easton, Wade, Luke, Brett running the rim, Creek, Zach, you know, they all do a really good job, and they all like to play like that. And so if we get the game in kind of a more slow and up kind of down game, and they're hitting shots, you know, it might be a tough night for us, but we got to, you know, make some shots difficult and see if we can get out and transition a little bit to kind of get the ball rolling for us. So.
Coach, I mentioned this to you before we hopped on air. We were talking about the fact that this team's undefeated at home, did not lose a single game, so the four losses on the season all came on the road. Is home court that important to this team, or is that a coincidence? I mean, how do you look at that? Have you noticed this team playing differently at home?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I think we do have a familiarity at home, and then, you know, obviously I think the kids love to play in front of the home crowd. You know, the student section has done a great job this year of cheering us on and being into the games. And, you know, I think they do get a little boost from that. And so I think that has helped, obviously, playing at home. And then I think just the familiarity of being at home, you know, the basket that we shoot at every day and, you know, things that we practice at pretty much every day. And so I just think, you know, going to school all day, sleeping in your own bed if it's like a tournament or whatever. And then so I think some of that has been, you know, a little bit of it. But then, obviously, you know, we have a really great, you know, home crowd. And then on the road, we've had some tough places that we've had to go to. And some of those losses, you know, ALA, who won that region up there, Morgan, who is a great team, you know, South Summit, was early in the season, and you know, but they've proved to be a good team. And then our other real is at Richfield, which, you know, we've always struggled with for a lot, and ended up being the 2 seed. So, you know, I mean, you look at your road losses, I don't think there was a bad one in the mix. And then, you know, and we've been able to serve our home court, and that's what you need to do. So,
well, Coach, the boys have definitely earned the right to have that home playoff game. It's exciting. Cannot wait for Friday. I really appreciate you taking out the time, and we'll see you at the game Friday night.
Awesome. Thanks, Jordan.
Again, Coach Dave Justice of the Emory Spartan basketball team. Friday night, 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:30 live pregame coverage. Winner go home time. Winner between Emory and North St. Pete will advance to the final 3 days of the season next weekend in Cedar City at Southern Utah University. We're going to pause for just a moment, but we do have more high school basketball coming up. Last night, a thriller in the 1A classification. Pinnacle tops Green River in double overtime. Two overtimes. It was a thriller. Because of that, Pinnacle is now just one win away from grabbing a share of the region championship. We're going to talk about that when we return. Coach Ray Jones will join us in studio right after this.